Welcome to Tairat Imechonach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rufka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua, Perek Chaf, Chapter 20. Now that the division of the land is complete, Hashem instructs Yehoshua to establish cities of refuge for people who have committed manslaughter as protection for them from people who may want to avenge their dead. This command being given now is in fulfillment of what Hashem said in Devarim chapter 19, that once the Bnei Yisrael has inherited their land and is dwelling in it, they should separate off three cities in the land that will serve as refuge. Malbim points out that after Moshe, when Hashem speaks to a Navi, to a prophet, there is no instance where we find the use of the specific verb daber, meaning speak, when a pasuk tells us that Hashem is talking to someone. We don't find the phrase vayadaber Hashem el ploini leimar, Hashem spoke to so-and-so saying. This phrase was used a lot when Hashem spoke to Moshe. Vayadaber Hashem el Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe. This phrase is not used all the time that Hashem has spoken to Yehoshua until now. Usually it says, Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua. Hashem said to Yehoshua, using the verb amar. Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua. The exception is here, at the start of this chapter of Yehoshua. The verb used is daber, Vayadaber Hashem el Yehoshua leimar. Hashem spoke to Yehoshua saying, the reason for this, says Malbim, is that dibur, this form of speech, is used when a Torah law is being given. And Torah was only given to Moshe. But here in this chapter, when Hashem commands for the cities of refuge to be designated in the land, new halachas, new laws are given that had not been explained before now. The unusual use of the verb here also points to something deeply special about this moment for Yehoshua. The Mishpatzos Zahav explains that the use of the word Vayedaber here, which is the verb used when Hashem was speaking to Moshe, is because Yehoshua merited a different experience at this point. The difference between the implication of the words Vayomer and Vayedaber is that Vayomer is speaking when there is one-way transmission of a message, whereas Vayedaber implies, so to speak, two who are speaking with each other. Meaning this was a more connected, intimate form of speech that Yehoshua was experiencing at the start of this perek. Verse 1. Vayedaber Hashem el Yehoshua leimar. Hashem spoke to Yehoshua, saying, verse 2, Daber el Bnei Yisrael leimar. Speak to the children of Yisrael, saying, Tenu lachem es orei hamiklot, asher dibarti aleichem b'yad Moshe. Prepare for yourselves the cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moshe. Verse 3, Lonus shama roitseach, makei nefesh bishgogo bivli do'as, to which a killer can flee. Someone who kills a person by accident without intention. Vahayu lochem lemiklot migoyel hadom, and they shall be for you as a refuge from the avenger of blood. Verse 4. Venos el achas meheorim ha'ele, and he shall flee to one of those cities. The person who has killed unintentionally shall flee to one of those cities. Ve'omad pesach sha'ar ha'ir, and he shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city. Ve'diber b'ozne zikne ha'ir ha'hi es devorov, and he shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. V'osfu oisoi ha'ira aleihem. They shall take him into the city to them. V'nosnu loi makoim v'yoshav imom. and they shall give him a place, and he shall dwell among them. Verse 5. Vechi, Yirdoif Goyel Hadom Acharov, and if the avenger of blood pursues him, Veloy Yaskiru Es Horotseach Biyadoi, then they shall not deliver the killer into his hand. They cannot give him over. They need to keep him safe. Ki vivli da'as hika es re'ehu, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally. V'loi soinehu loi mitmol shilshoim, and he did not hate him from before. This was not premeditated. Verse 6. V'yoshav bo ir hahi ad omdoi lifnei ho'eda la'mishpot, and he shall dwell in that city, in the city of refuge, until he stands before the tribunal for judgment. Ad mois ha-kohen ha-godol asher yihyeh ba-yomim ha-heim, until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Oz yoshuv ha-rotzeach uva el iroi ve-el beisoi el ha-ir asher nos mishom. Then the killer shall return and come to his city and to his house, to the city from which he fled. He shall go back there. Rashi consolidates. If the person is exempted from his exile, he is freed. But if he is sentenced to exile, he should return to the city of refuge, where he must dwell until the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, dies. Verse 7. Vayakdishu es kedesh bagolil bahar naftali, ve'es Shechem Bahar Ephraim, ve'es Kiryas Arba hi Chevron Bahar Yehuda. And they designated, they set apart Kedesh in the Galilee in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kiryas Arba, which is Chevron in the mountain of Yehuda. Verse 8 mentions that they had assigned three places as cities of refuge on the other side of the Yarden. This was in the time of Moshe, as Rashi notes. So now they are making an additional three cities of refuge, but inside the land. Verse 9. Eile hayu arei hamuada lechol bnei Yisrael. These were the cities set apart for all the children of Yisrael. Velager hagar b'saychom, and for the stranger that sojourns among them. Lonus shoma kol makei nefesh bishgogo, that anyone who kills a person by accident might flee there. Veloy yomus biyad goyel hadom ad omdoi lifnei ho'eda, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood before he stands before the tribunal. The Levim were not given an inheritance in the land, as we learnt previously. They were, however, given cities to dwell in, and these included the cities of refuge. The Mishpatzos Zohar quotes the Shem Mishmuel, bringing an insight on the significance of the Levim being in these cities, the cities of refuge. Back in Bereishis, chapter 29, when Leah gives birth to Levi, it says, Vatahar Aid Vateled Ben. She conceived again, she gave birth to a son. Vatomer Ato Hapa'am Yilove Ishi Elai, Ki Yoladati Loi Shloisha Vonim. She said, now, this time, my husband will be attached to me, Yilove, because I have borne him three sons. Al Cain, therefore, Karo Shamoi Levi. He called his name Levi. Levi is, or means, attaching, joining. Explains the Mishpatzos Zohar on the concept of the cities of refuge having the presence of the Levim. A person who sinned by killing someone considers himself as though he no longer has life and his vitality is lost. But by joining with the Levim, the killer can draw life from being among the Levim. The word Levi means attachment. The Levim live with connection. They embody attachment and closeness. A feeling of connection, closeness, increases vitality. Therefore, the Levim had the power to bestow life, vitality upon others. Every soul is precious to Hashem. Of course, the issue of unintentional killing is complex, and the system of cities of refuge needs deeper study. But on this level, perhaps we can appreciate how powerful it can be when we turn towards anyone who has drifted with love, with connection, with living by example of being connected to Hashem, with true concern for who they could become. Thank you for studying together. Lilui Nishmas, Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.